The Spy, on your desktop. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've gotten used to the idea that computer attacks are going to be a constant threat. Credit card hacks, phony emails, phishing for your password. Sometimes you're tempted just to unplug yourself, except you'd lose all your friends and never get invited to anything. But now we come to learn that even unplugging from the internet might not protect you. The latest revelation about the NSA, courtesy of the New York Times, is that since 2008, it's been able to tap targeted computers without using the internet by planting tiny transceivers, so tiny they can be concealed either in the machine or in an ordinary-looking USB plug, and they can monitor a computer and even change data without the computer being connected to anything. The NSA then beams the data over a special radio channel, which can't be unplugged. And the point here is not that the NSA would ever hack your computer. I'm sure you're not planning a terrorist attack. The point is that if the NSA can do it, the day is coming when other countries and various assortments of bad guys will be able to do it too. The president can rein in the NSA, but you can bet that other countries won't be reining in their snooping programs. They see how totally dependent on computers we've become. And how tough would it be in those countries that build our computers to add a little something to the circuit board as it moves down the assembly line? And here's a thought. You notice how Iran suddenly seems so willing to give up its nuclear program? I think they figured out that there's no point in trying to challenge the U.S. on the battlefield because the wars of the future will be won at the keyboard. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.